All right, in this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual coming off quite the emphatic win at BKFC Knucklemania 3 in the co-main event. Austin Trout getting that fourth round doctor stoppage over Diego Sanchez, and great getting to have Austin on the show to talk a bit about that. How are you feeling, man? I imagine you're on cloud nine, I would think.
No, I'm feeling good, but I'm really excited for what could be next with this BKFC. You know, it's exciting. I'm excited to see what's coming.
And that really comes across too, like, as much as you were very accomplished before this debut, like we were talking about before, it struck me as something you were a big fan of and had been following it for a bit. I guess to that point, like, how did your bare knuckle boxing debut play out relative to maybe what your preconceived notion was? Did it differ in certain ways, or largely how you thought?
Well, I mean, the fight went how I thought it went. It was gonna go, but as far as the experience, the event, the production, everything was really just top notch, and you know, the fans, the excitement, the energy that they brought, you know, that coupled with everything, it was just amazing. And then there was just the fights too. The fights were crazy. The fights were, you know, golly, I'm a fan, and I'm so happy to be a part of this gangsta ass league, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the quotes that kind of stood out to me beforehand, like you were talking about really wanting to, I guess, like test Diego's body, like really kind of work that area, like feeling he perhaps hadn't been tested in that regard. Like, did his body kind of hold up to some of the body shots you were dropping? Did you exploit the body as you were kind of like theorizing he'd be able to?
Yeah, I think the body was the reason why he didn't want to clinch no more. That first round, I just focused on the body, and that when we were in the clinch, and I heard him make grunts. I heard him, you know, a little bit. And that's my dog, sorry.
No worries, man.
And, you know, after that, he didn't want to clinch anymore. You know, the only reason why I didn't go to the body more was because in order to go to the body, I'd have to clinch more. And there's no point in doing that. It was a little dangerous kind of going straight to the body from the outside.
Yeah, for sure. No, I got a dog here too, man. No worries. It's all good. He might be making some noise too. But something that I wanted to bring up, speaking to the point of, you know, making some noise, I know you've seen the videos. I saw a couple interviews talking about it. I saw you were saying such nonsense I can't believe is getting seen per like a TMZ chat. I saw you had like the videos kind of circulating around of the Vaseline on the neck and whatnot. It seems like you're kind of having some fun with it. Like, I saw the one interview where you're talking about getting, like, the Vaseline sponsorship, and I saw some of the memes and stuff like that. Like, seems like you're handling it well, but what are your overall thoughts on that whole thing? Seems kind of zany, I suppose.
I thought it was a joke, and then people started, like, making some serious videos about it, and then I started getting a bunch of people in my DMs really taking it to head. And I'm like, these people made a video and they had all this editing and all that, but they didn't decide to look up the rules before wasting all that energy talking shit, you know what I mean? So I couldn't believe it caught the traction that it did. Overall, it's just very aggravating. I don't like being called a cheater. excuse me. I don't like being accused of cheating. You know, I ain't cheated a day in my life. So it's other than that, you know, it's just an unnecessary aggravation that I have to deal with because of baseless nonsense. Diego himself, he didn't even know to think of that until a video told him that it was a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, very unusual for sure, but it seemed like you got a lot of, you know, really cool things out of that fight too. Like, I saw you kind of talking about just, you know, how you were looking to hang up the photo of the blood splatter and the den there and stuff like that. Like, where does that rank among, like, all-time great competition photos? I would think it would be right up there.
It's a great shot, you know. I hope that man wins some awards. I'm for sure going to frame it, you know what I mean? Get him to sign it. That was a great shot. Hopefully he gets up there, you know, like one of those, the Ollie over Sonny Liston type deals.
Yeah.
Not being on my league, guys. Calm down. Just talking about the picture.
Yeah, no, it was a quality photo. When I saw it, I definitely took a bit to appreciate it. Definitely a good snap, but it seemed like everything really played out in your most ideal way, just in the sense, like, when we were talking before, you were, you know, very much looking at, like, a Luis Palomino fight down the line, and you guys had the in-ring interaction and whatnot, so very much seems like that title shot is next. It seems like you're looking at April for that fight. Is that when you would like to, you know, contend for his title? And if so, yeah.
God willing, it works out, you know what I'm saying? All I need is, as soon as my hands are healed up, I start hitting the bag again, then I can start counting down for when the next fight should be. My hands, they're just a little swollen, not broken or nothing, but nonetheless, I don't want to do no hitting with them right now. So as soon as I start hitting them again, I think April will work. God willing. And if I seen that there were some people that were griping about, how is he just going to come into our sport and get a title shot? And I was like, okay, so you want me to beat you up next instead? Well, I'm not going to give up a title shot because people are griping, but I will defend it against these gripers and make do with what I plan on doing to everybody that I stand in that square circle with.
Well, I mean, it seems like you're wanting to stay active through the year and take a few fights. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe you get your ideal set of outcomes and you're even getting in a title defense before the year's out. So maybe you can end up fighting some of those guys anyway.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't plan on taking too much damage anyway.
Yeah, well, it didn't seem like that with the previous fight other than the damage to the hands. Is that kind of like the main, I guess, takeaways from that one? Like, I mean, obviously, have to have the hands rest a bit, as you were saying, but was that like the main takeaway as far as like maybe some level of physical damage? Because it seemed like you came out relatively unscathed other than that, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. My eyes might be a little puffy, but I don't think that has anything to do with the punches.
I am curious, though, about the, synergy of the, New Mexico component, just with, you making your pro boxing debut there and then making the bare knuckle debut in New Mexico, and kind of similar hallmarks. Like, I mean, not quite the same round getting the finish in, but I mean, getting a round fourth finish as opposed to the round three from the prior time. Like, how did it feel? Was there a certain sense of maybe it both feeling brand new and almost familiar in a way? How would you feel about that? How do you describe it?
I definitely feel the same way, like, as when I turned pro. It's crazy because, like you say, it was the fourth round, but it was 4 out of 5 rounds that I ended up getting a knockout for this debut. And for my debut, it was the third round, but it was 3 out of 4 rounds.
Yeah.
That I knocked him out for the debut. So, and, I feel that same electricity straight up. This is the beginning of something great. I plan on doing something great real quick, too.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm curious because you were talking before about getting to work a lot of different things and, how you were excited to kind of work some of those positions and whatnot. Like, you were talking about how you were almost like shortchanging your abilities as like a dirty boxer just because you didn't have a framework to utilize it in, obviously. And it seems like in the minimal clinching that happened in the fight, like I saw an interview where you were talking about how the few clinch exchanges that happened, you kind of got the better of them anyway. So like, did you really feel like you implemented the new tools to great effect? Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, so the plan was to be ready for if he forced an ugly clinchy fight. And for the first round, I kind of engaged in it, with him. And I felt like I controlled it. In fact, it was because of the control and the body shots that he was taking. He didn't really try to clinch anymore for the rest of the fight. And for me, that just fell into my game plan. And if you see a video right after the fight, he said the reasons why he didn't clinch no more is because of my head movement, my jab, and my footwork. And then, after some video told him about the allegations, he was like, oh, yeah, never mind. This is because he was too slippery. I couldn't grab him. So, again, the inside game was fun. And I'm looking to get stronger, at it. Whereas I can utilize it as a weapon instead of just using it as a safe, safety net, what I mean?
Yeah, and I guess it's just a matter of, like we were talking about before, maybe letting the hands heal up, and I'd think you'd be back in the gym pretty soon after. Is that kind of what you're looking at?
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to start running. I'm in the gym doing, you know, some exercises that I can, but as far as being able to hit nothing, I'm just holding off and chilling until they're nice and solid.
Yeah, and I guess just kind of taking it back to, like, some of the feelings of it being in New Mexico, like, what was it like having, like, the strong kind of partisan presence? Like, did you kind of have, like, a lot of, like, family and friends with you in the aftermath? If so, I would think that would be, you know, pretty great for you, just some of the feelings you were talking about before. Was that the case?
It was great being able to fight back in New Mexico. It was, you know, of course, he's from Albuquerque where we fought, and so, that, you know, he had his fans there, but you know, it was a lot of love and respect throughout. You know, there was maybe two people that got a little out of line, but you know, emotions are high during these kind of fights. You know what I mean? but it felt great to be able to fight in front of my family and friends, my fans. But you know, if you're New Mexican, you're family. Yeah, you know, it's hard to call a New Mexican a fan, for real.
Yeah, I kind of got that sense too, even just watching it. Like, it seemed like a strong communal vibe and everything. It seems like it benefited the performance, and not even just yours necessarily. Like you were talking about before, it seemed like there were a lot of standout wins on the card. Were there any particular ones that really caught your eye? That Lorenzo Hunt knockout really caught my attention, I'll say, but what about you?
Yeah, man, I mean, the whole card, it wasn't really a bad fight, but the main event, holy smokes. And then the Sigala shot, the woman's fight, oh my gosh. The one lady that broke her ankle and tried to put it back and stand up and fell again. Greg Hardy, what an upset. You know, what an upset. There's plenty of fights that we were just saying, like, ooh, snap.
Yeah, and it seemed like a big show. I mean, like, it's, you know, like, metrics-wise, I think it was trending to being one of the, you know, bigger shows and stuff like that. And I felt like a lot of my buddies who are kind of just getting into it were, like, really, you know, excited about the show and everything. So what was it like kind of being just interwoven within that? Like, you're obviously elated about your performance. It seemed like you know, have almost like a fandom level of being excited about the other performances. Like, what's it like being interwoven into all that?
It's just so many levels of excitement. Like, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to fight on this. I'm excited to possibly get a world title in this kick-ass league, you know? And then I have all the belief that I'm a real champion. And then as a fan, you know, I'm gonna probably get to go to some of these fights and just watch, you know what I mean? So I think it's the next best thing, to be honest. Like, this shit is hot. I can't tell you how many people told me, you know, Trout, I bought this subscription, you know, for $8 for you to watch your fight. The best $8 I ever spent. I'm watching all these fights. I'm not, you know what I mean? So there's no buyer's remorse in anybody that's paid for the subscription. You know what I mean? I would advise anybody and everybody, go ahead and drop that $8. This is the best $8 you ever spent. Go ahead and use that referral on my link on Instagram too, if you don't do it.
Yeah, well, you talked about like the world title aspirations. Like when we were chatting before, you were saying even three divisions would be, you know, something you'd entertain, like even perhaps a cut to like 145. So it seems like a lot of options are on the table for you there.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of people to fight, and they're all willing. That's the one thing I love about it so far, is that I've had, you know, like probably the Conor Tierney, right? Good scrapper. He's definitely made himself available, and he's down to fight. They're all willing to fight. You know what I'm saying? This one guy, I'll knock his ass out too. Ed something. He's talking shit, mad because I'm gonna get a title shot. But nonetheless, I love that they're so willing to go. You know, no politics involved. I don't have to wait for this and that. And you know, it's almost like Texas, that mutual combat law. Like, hey, you want to fight? All right, let's fight. And as long as you keep it, you know, above a simple assault, no one goes to jail. That's kind of what the BKFC is like. It's like, you want to fight? Yeah, let's fight then. That's what happened with the Juggernaut in Richmond, right? They was just like, oh, I don't like them. I'm going to fight you. Let's fight.
Yeah, well, I think that would be exciting for you because, I mean, people sometimes talk about, like, there occasionally being, like, the politics in gloved boxing and the matches that, you know, certain people want not necessarily coming together. And you strike me as a guy that, you know, based on what you were saying before, cares about, you know, what the fans want and them feeling like they got their money's worth. So I would feel like this would be the perfect league because it doesn't seem like there's really, you know, any issues with the best fighting the best in BKFC.
Not at all. And I like to go ahead and throw my hat in this. One of the best. You don't believe me? That 1-0 didn't make you a believer? That's fine. I'll fight somebody else. If I beat a Palomino, y'all give me my credit? I think so. Bring him on. Respectfully.
And I guess one of the last questions that I had, because, like, I guess my perception and the perceptions of some other people, it felt like you had one of the smoother adaptations of your game, like from an elite world champion boxer to being like a very proficient bare knuckle fighter. Like, do you almost feel like in a way you gave a certain blueprint for that, like say for glove boxers that were wanting to have that smooth transition over? Because it feels like you had a very comprehensive, you know, crossover effort.
Watch how many boxers start bare knuckling now. They're just waiting for somebody to come and show them how to do it. They still ain't gonna fuck with me. I'm gonna knock their ass out too.
Yeah, well, you've been great with. No, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was telling my dog to stop. Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to do that to my dog. He was getting ready to, you know, bark at some dogs going by. But you've been really great with your time, man, and I appreciate you coming on and giving some great insights, but I want to let you enjoy the win and everything. And so to that point, is there maybe a parting thought you might want to like kind of add as we're wrapping up here, Austin?
I'm sorry, you repeat that last part?
Oh, no worries. I was just wondering if there's maybe like a parting final thought you might want to add as we're wrapping up.
No, I thank everybody for tuning in. You know, I did not cheat. I wouldn't cheat. I only follow the rules. I make sure I know what the rules are so I don't accidentally break them. And I'm glad everybody enjoyed the fight. I'm looking forward to jumping back in there and giving you guys good fights. You know, that's what the BKFC is all about, is giving good fights. So y'all rock with me and you rock with me. Let's go ahead and get some victories.
Yeah, well, it was a very promising debut and a lot of promising efforts seemingly, you know, to come down the line there. Some fun fights, no doubt. But again, to reiterate, I appreciate you coming on and giving some great insights, man. You enjoy the rest of your day. And yeah, you know, thanks so much.
All right, you too. Later.